Music. The new music.
This is UK Talk Radio.
Radio.
With the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Music. The new music.
Today on UK Talk Radio, we talk to a very successful artist, Barbara Craig, who is an Irish singer-songwriter who hails from Dublin. Barbara has already done well in the UK Talk Radio charts and has lots of followers, reaching the top five with I'm Still Listening and an incredible number one with the magical So Close. Now, there's a fantastic new album out, which is called Integrity, and one of the tracks from it is already racing up the charts. That song is In You We Trust. So, Barbara, tell us a little bit about the video. The video is quite visual. We see two boxers, two opponents in a ring. Tell us about the song. Tell us about the video.
Yeah, I suppose it was a bit inspired by Katie Taylor. I think she's a great boxer. And I also like the fact it's a little bit different in the sense that it's kind of encouraging you to sort of keep going, pick yourself up, and do other sports that you might not have envisaged, and put your trust in yourself to keep with it.
And I guess as well, you're also talking about, you mentioned boxing, but I guess generally in life to trust in yourself as well.
Yeah, there's always that little undercurrent, I suppose. but I thought that would be nice just to sort of try and knit the two together.
And what I also liked, so you've changed direction. So Close, which was number one, it's got the big production, the big orchestra feel to it. But In You We Trust is almost stripped back in comparison. So was that a deliberate choice to try and make it something a bit different?
Yes, that was sort of like a theme in variations. I really wanted to keep, you know, the big production, but also change the narrative. And how do you change the narrative? Well, perhaps stylistically, maybe with vocal technique, you know, In You We Trust, it's more of a funk type of sound with the orchestra, whereas you don't have that so much with So Close. So again, it's probably part three.
Taking back our lives, this is our town. Life has a funny way of trying to bring you down. What do we do? Yeah, what we say? Taking back our lives, this is our time. Eyes open, I think you can see us too.
It's not just a hook, like when you go to box, here's a banned pun, you know, obviously you have to practice your right hook. Yeah. Well, I guess I try to add the musical hook in there too. Sort of.
And it comes across. So it kind of, that kind of goes with the video. Now, a song which almost is, although it's not the follow-on, but it I see similarities in the production, Out of the Blue, which we've been playing on The Breakfast Show, which is just a fantastic production. So tell us a little bit about the lyric and the production of the song.
Yeah, thank you very much for playing it so much on The Breakfast Show. It was designed really for a breakfast show. I wanted it to be a bit like Grieg, if you're familiar with Grieg's music, and be that sort of fresh morning sound when you wake up. Oh, yeah, I've got tired eyes. Oh, I see a grey sky now. Is that going to go blue? Yeah, so it started off on that sort of premise, and then over time it sort of evolves by itself, and again it has that big production sound. It's got the orchestrated layers, and then it's also got the pop beat, and somehow there's this sort of fusion going on stylistically with it, that you also hear in So Close. But again, it's also very different because it's the sound is to be more longing, so it's all about this longing to, you know, to come out of the blue. and the sound actually comes out of the blue. So then, you know, it sort of evolves by itself. I don't know if that answers the question, but hopefully.
Yeah,
it does.
I think it does. Yeah. And it's as you say, it's a powerful morning kind of song, isn't it? You know, that thing about the grey and then hoping it will turn blue, which is a fantastic.
Hoping it turn blue, but by the end of it, it probably does turn blue. So
absolutely. Absolutely. I guess there's a metaphor there. Things can change just because it looks bad. It doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. So maybe a metaphor there as well.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's spinning a negative into a positive, essentially. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's a good thing, isn't it? I think that's a good thing. It's easy to get stuck in the negative, but it's good that you've emphasized the change from the negative to the positive.
Yeah. Like darkness to light. Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a song which is on Integrity, which is your album at the moment, as all the tracks that we're just talking about. So Orbit is, again, completely different. And this is a collaboration. So how did the collaboration come about?
I think I was very lucky and very fortunate. I was talking to this UK rapper, and I just liked his style of music. And I said, hey, do you want to collaborate and see where it takes us musically? And he said, sure. And he just did this completely random rap, which I thought was brilliant. And I thought, well, I can actually use this and take this in a new direction and maybe sort of stylistically marry the two styles together and see where it leads. And I think it actually works. I was happy to hear that it was played all over Greece. So that was kind of cool. Wasn't expecting any of that in terms of its reception, but definitely grateful. And like, Orbit is literally spinning around, you know. So I was happy to be able to tell him, well done, you did a fab job. And yeah, he's definitely better, but that's grand.
I mean, it's really good because what you've done is you've still got your original sound. So it's definitely a Barbara Craig song, but you've also got the rap, which takes it somewhere else completely. So it really is innovative. And it's always nice to see an artist doing something a little bit different.
Yeah, it's like what I said on one of your previous interviews, just to go into a new direction, a new spectrum almost. And again, stylistically, we're trying something else. And obviously, I'm not great at rap, and I knew that they were, and I thought, well, I'll get them to do the rap part, and then I'll keep the Barb elements going still somehow.
I mean, that's a sensible thing, because you do hear some people who try rap and they really can't do it, and it sounds dreadful. So you've got the right idea there to keep your own sound, but to bring somebody who can do rap, so it works nicely.
Yeah, but then I can learn from watching them. So it was also a learning process. Yeah. But I mean, in You We Trust, I think I experimented with yodeling. And yeah, so that's, you know, I didn't just do the rap element. We have the yodeling element. And it's, you know, it's about different vocal techniques, really. Being in a more subdued version or more deliberately pronounced using falsetto, all that sort of stuff. And I was kind of also inspired by David Bowie, because, you know, the way he plays saxophone in Modern Love, and he did all his production, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. So again, I'm going back to the old long tradition that dates back maybe 1,000 years. Yes. And just being a part of that tradition is cool. It's no different from Liszt writing his own piano sonatas, Mahler conducting his own symphonies. You know, it's making that production happen somehow, and seeing where it leads.
And that's great. And there's a great combination there, as you say, music that goes back 100 years, music which is a bit more recent, David Bowie. So lots of styles and ideas, and then you've made it your own. When it comes to writing a song, so give us an idea of how do they come about. Do you always have a notepad or your phone there ready in case you get an idea when you're walking down the street?
Yeah, it comes quite suddenly, and I can literally hear it in my head. Mm. And then I'll just make notes, like, and then from there, I structure from there, and it becomes this process. I sound like Steve Reich now saying it's a gradual process. No, but it really is like a process. and then after, well, what elements am I going to have? How is it going to differ? Is it going to be different from what came before? Or is it just going to lead on in a new direction or a new path? And or am I just creating a labyrinth? So, yeah, it's interesting.
And sometimes, so let's say you've started off, you've got the lyric. Do you then sometimes find yourself surprised when you hear the finished music? So obviously first of all, it's just the bare lyric. You will probably change it. Then you've got a finished song. Are you sometimes amazing where the direction is gone in when you hear the finished work?
Oh, for sure. Because sometimes you think, oh, you know, but by the end of it all, oh, wait a minute. Has this actually gone somewhere? You know, and I like the fact it makes you question it more. And then usually what happens is you go back to the drawing board and you edit it some more. If you're anyone who does editing knows, you're going to edit and edit and edit. But eventually it gets there. So.
And as far as the making the music and creating it is concerned, do you have a time maybe, so for the actual singing of the vocal, do you have, and working on music, do you have times which kind of suit you? Will you do it anytime? Or do you prefer certain times when it feels more creative, you'll lay the track down at that time?
Yeah, there is no set time. I think it'll just come to me literally around the clock. Mm. It could just come at me randomly while putting toast in the toaster. Yes. Oh, we need a breakfast song. You know, like, it doesn't take long for the inspiration to come. And once it does, it's about write that down, make it happen, and what's going to unfold from there.
And the actual process of making the music, so the actual, obviously, there's lots of elements to it, but the vocal is obviously an important part of it. So when you're putting the vocal down, do you have to be in a kind of a mood? Do you have to get yourself ready? How does that actually work?
Yeah, I guess it's a bit like acting in a way, because you know, you are actually conjuring up a mood. And what is the overall mood? Where is it going to go? Is it going to change? How is it going to change? And on top of it all, is it just going to stay the same? Is there going to be some biotonality going on? You know, there's lots of different element questions you have to answer before you say, well, how is this going to work?
So quite a process, isn't it, really? And then sometimes do you find that you just at the very end you want to do some tweaks, or do you have to get to a stage where you think, right, I've done enough tweaking, I've now got to, that's it, that I'm happy?
Yeah, I think the quality of the sound is the big piece, really, because for anyone who writes music, you want that quality of sound. And I also think the ending is more important than the beginning.
That's what the last thing you're going to hear, isn't it, basically?
Yeah. But usually, obviously, people, when they listen to music, it's the first impression, right? But I feel when I'm writing, it's actually the last impression that I question more.
I've seen many gray skies, mornings left with tired eyes, but just like stars way up high, I'm not coming down. Hearts can be worn on sleeves, exposed and ready for breaking, but take the time to breathe, hear the heartbeat, the sound. How many times do we need to blur the lines that keeps fooling around from falling in love? Yeah, they can be on my mind, but only to think back when I might find a way to keep dancing and keeping spirits up. I'm putting my trust, I'm putting my trust in me. I see colors shining bright like lights on the darker days. I've been searching for a love, but I'm finding better ways. I don't need no hand to take, I'm right where I want to stay. To heal our hearts when they might break, cause it is the only way. Happy, catch me smiling. Rays of sun I seek, I'm finding. To get out of ruts, there needs to be some climbing out of the ground. How many times do we need to blur the lines that keeps fooling around from falling in love? They can be on my mind, but only to think back when I might find a way to keep dancing and keeping spirits up. I'm putting my trust, I'm putting my trust, I'm putting my trust in me. I see colors shining bright like lights on the darker days. I've been searching for a love, but I'm finding better.
So Out of the Blue, which is on Integrity, there's quite an interesting story about this song. So we were talking about it and I said, well, imagine the Gone with the Wind movie, which was set during the American Civil War. And a lot of the main characters, they weren't quite sure who they were in love with. It was very angsty. So I just said to you, could you write a song based on that? And obviously the song you've produced is completely different. That was the starting point. So tell us a little bit about kind of how I threw that idea at you and then what you did with it afterwards.
Well thank you for giving me the idea to create some angst in music, because I think that's why Out of the Blue actually gets gets that point across. So I'm actually very grateful. We have a song for Jeff Carter on the Breakfast Show now, and I'm very grateful that you guys are playing it. So yeah.
And so how did you
inspired it?
that's the first time I've ever inspired a song. So I'm quite chuffed with that, and we are enjoying playing it as well. So where's the angsty bit? So tell us a little bit about the lyric itself. So kind of maybe just talk us through one or two of the lines that you particularly like that stand out for you.
Well, every morning I tend to have tired eyes. So for me, the start of the song and grey skies.
I can see a theme about grey and blue, the colours. That's quite nice how you've brought the kind of their opposites, really, the grey and the blue. You've brought colour literally to the song, and they are kind of opposites in a way.
Yeah, and also I think when people have angst, they see grey a lot, and when they feel better, things get blue. Sometimes
you're not quite sure in the movie Gone with the Wind whether they actually were happy at all. But your song, would you say then towards the end, are we getting a happy end or looking towards a happy ending? Do you think?
I guess so, but you're also left hanging, wondering, questioning. Have we got there? And sort of ending on that sort of rhetorical device, you know.
So that's for the listener to decide. Then have a listen yourself to Out of the Blue, and I guess that's the thing, isn't it? That's what's nice about music, especially a song that's put down in this way. As a listener, you can decide for yourself.
That's it. I kind of like when the listener has to decide for themselves, like.
Because it makes it personal to you then, doesn't it? Because you see the song in a way that you interpret it as the listener to the song.
You're more likely to press replay as well to say, did I miss something here?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's absolutely it. So we do recommend, first of all, get hold of the track, download it, and then listen to it a few times and let us know what you think. Maybe you can get in touch with us. So is it a happy ending or is it a bit angsty still? Let us know your interpretation of the song.
Yeah, definitely. I love to hear anyone's feedback. I'm all for that. So
brilliant stuff.
That's a song for Jeff Carter. So well done to him for inspiring a song.
Thank you, Barbara. That's the first time ever, and I'm honored to have inspired, at least kicked the spark off anyway, with the beginning of the song. And to download the song and find out what you think, simply go to barbaracraig.co.uk. The website you need is barbaracraig.co.uk. You can also find out more about this fantastic album, Integrity, and there is a special offer right now.